Route 66 was once known as America's Main Street.
Yes.
Why did it earn that title?
There was a gentleman who, like me, was an adopted Tulsan named Cyrus Stevens Avery. He came from Pennsylvania, and he became a very prominent business and civic leader in Tulsa, where he set up shop. He became part of what was called the Good Roads Movement. As cars became more and more affordable for the common man and woman, school teachers, clerks, farmers, thanks to mass production and Henry Ford, could afford a car. It wasn't just a novelty for the rich anymore. We needed more roads. We didn't have very many paved roads. So it started this Good Roads Movement, which ultimately led to the establishment of our first numbered highways. After World War I, we had probably 250 named highways in this country, like the Lincoln Highway, which I've also written a book about, the Father Road, Times Square to the Golden Gate, 13 states. There was the Jefferson Davis Highway, the Dixie Highway. It goes on and on. But they established, through the federal government, this network of numbered highways. And Avery jumped on it and became the champion of what became known as Route 66. And it was Avery who made sure that it followed the path that it now follows, including, most importantly, going through his adopted hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma, thanks to a bridge that at that time was 10 years old, which is still standing, not usable anymore, next to the current version of 66, an Art Deco bridge built in 1916, which 10 years later he used to convince the powers that be, let's bring the road right through Tulsa, across the river here, and then take it on to the capital city of Oklahoma City. Let's not follow a northern route or a southern route. Let's go this way. It was an incredibly important move. And here you have, for the first time, a road that was important because it was anchored by two big metropolitan cities, Chicago and Los Angeles / Santa Monica, Lake Michigan to the Pacific. And because of the geography it went to, it became very popular with travelers, with tourists, with all kinds of people as a route for both pleasure and business and commerce through eight states, 2,400 plus miles, three time zones. And for many reasons, it became indelible in the public's mind. Cyrus Avery founded a national Route 66 association, gave it the name America's Main Street, put it on everybody's map by 1928, thanks to a transcontinental foot race he helped put together that became known in slang as the Bunyan Derby, from Los Angeles to Chicago, the two terminal cities, and then on to New York, at Madison Square Garden, and it was won not by one of the great professional runners from around the world that came, but by a Park Cherokee farm boy from Foyle, Oklahoma, on the shoulder of Route 66 named Andrew Hartley Payne, Andy Payne. He got $25,000, and by goodness, it was like that event was like four Super Bowls rolled into one, and it put it on everybody's map. And then 66 immediately went through its various incarnations to the present day.
We might mention that Andy Payne, when he stopped in Tulsa, where did he sleep?
He slept in the stadium at Lee School.
Lee Elementary.
Lee Elementary.
Cyrus Avery.
The father of Route 66.
He really wanted it to be known as Highway 60 at one time.
Well, he wasn't vehement about that. That was the number it was assigned, and they had already started even printing up maps and so forth. But others in the Mid-South wanted that number, and there was a great disagreement about this. So ultimately what happened is they were assigned 66, and as soon as Avery considered it, he knew that was the right decision, because even to this day, there's something the way those two sixes kind of roll off the tongue, 66. People always say, well, they'll admit this is the most famous highway in the United States, arguably the world, because you see the shield all over. In Asia, in Europe. But why is that? And it's for the reasons I said, because of the geography and the conduit it became. But it's also because those of us in the arts immediately turned to 66. Writers, poets, photographers, artists of all sorts, musicians, film, television. No other highway had a TV show about it. No other highway had that great anthem that my pal, the late Bobby Troup, wrote and sold to Nat King Cole, been recorded 250 times, Get Your Kicks on Route 66, John Steinbeck, my book, Jack Kerouac, On the Road, all of it. And it's because we turned to it, meaning the community of artists, because of what transpired from 1926 to today in the country and along Route 66. Incarnations, the Dust Bowl, the Depression, the War, the heyday years, the limbo years, and now the Renaissance.